quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, today Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it's Wednesday on the show. You know what that means? That means Will Ospreay is back in the ring in a match tonight. Hey, we're not wasting any time. He's back. And we'll have the lineup for the Dynamite card here. And everything that's going on with Will Ospreay. So we'll talk about that. Last night, of course, was NXT. It was an up-and-down show. There was some stuff I liked, some stuff I didn't like. Sounds like your usual NXT. But I was pleased to be able to appreciate Booker T on that show. We've also got a lot of news on WWE and Saudi Arabia. What's going on with Ricochet? After a very controversial tweet, we have got some TNA news, which is good because Lance is here. They've announced a new television deal and also a very busy upcoming schedule. So we'll talk to him about that. Santos Escobar is undergoing surgery, which is interesting for reasons I'll talk about. MLW's got a new television show coming up, and someone we all know will be one of the commentators. We got SmackDown and Collision and Raw ratings notes and some stand and deliver notes, which is coming up sooner rather than later. It's about 2 weeks now, so it's several weeks before WrestleMania. This, of course, was traditionally the WrestleMania weekend show for NXT. It is not now. And of course, the full NXT report from last night, a lot of stuff going on there. So, we have got a lot to get into. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FRWOnline at gmail.com. FRWOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Grab your Cameos today, everybody. And at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Right on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. Don't forget, WrestleMania weekend. It is our annual convention. We're going to be down there in Vegas. And we're going to be doing a lot of stuff, including a lunch at the Brazilian Steakhouse. All you can eat steak, everybody. We're going to have live podcasts and shows. There will be a Brian and Vinny show, a Wrestling Observer Radio. You can watch Wrestling with Dave in a suite. We're going to have after shows, suite parties after WrestleMania both nights. So a lot of really fun stuff. Vinny's doing a karaoke deal. So if you want to meet us, hang out with us, party with us, an actual suite party, there will be liquor. Head up there, fwonline.com/Vegas. That is fwonline.com/Vegas. One of our long-timers, Curryhead, Vinny V's biggest fan, says he's bringing moonshine he wants me to try. But we'll see what happens. But anyway.
So really, the two attractions are being able to watch Dave watch wrestling and watch you drink moonshine.
Well, if that's what you think they are, but I think there's a lot of other highlights, like the steak dinner, a live Brian and Vinny show, WrestleMania preview and Q&A. It's going to be a lot of fun.
My point was it's not watching wrestling with Dave. It's watching Dave watch wrestling.
I see. Well, yeah. I mean, he's certainly more exciting watching wrestling than I am. F4WOnline.com/Vegas. All right. We got a lot to get into here today. Amid the uncertainty of the conflict in the Middle East, it says right here, a new report has a planned date for WWE Night of Champions in Saudi Arabia. WrestleNomics, Brendan Thurston, reports the date penciled in is June 27th. Of course, there are two Saudi Arabia events planned for this year. And then, of course, WrestleMania next year. And as I talked about several days ago, a lot of talk about all these shows internally. Nothing has officially been canceled, okay? Nothing has officially been canceled. It is obviously a wait and see. But I can tell you for sure that June, people are very skeptical that show is taking place. So it is still tentatively on the books. But if I had to give odds of the June 27th show taking place, I would say that I feel that is a slim possibility from what I've heard. But who knows? Everything could change tomorrow. But I would not necessarily make your plans for June 27th if I were you. The rest of the year, who knows? Next year's WrestleMania, who knows? It's all being discussed. But the only thing that I can say for sure is nothing has officially been canceled. But people very skeptical of that June 27th date taking place. So it's a lot of money they lose out on when they don't do a Saudi Arabia show. Those shows are worth at least $50 to $60 million per show. And apparently, I thought they were going to make a lot more for the Royal Rumble, but I don't think they did. And as far as, like, WrestleMania, I mean, to me, I mean, you're gonna take WrestleMania to Saudi Arabia two nights for the same amount of money you would make for a Night of Champions. I am very skeptical of that as well.
Well, they're also, I assume, getting like a SmackDown, a Raw, maybe an NXT show, a Hall of Fame.
Well, sure, yeah, but my point is, there's no way they're doing all of that for $50 million, okay? That would be probably around, anyway. I think that if they're taking Mania to Saudi Arabia, which all you hear about, as we'll get to in a minute, social media, all you hear about on social media is how terrible it is and how they hate WWE for it and you've taken WrestleMania away from us, this and that. I mean, to make that deal, I think you've got to at least get double. You're not doing one night of WrestleMania. You're doing two nights of Mania and everything surrounding it. I don't know if they'll get up to like $200 million. Initially, I thought they would easily make $200 million for WrestleMania weekend in Saudi. But after hearing they got roughly the same for the Royal Rumble, I don't know. I mean, I think they should get at least double, but I'm not sure how much more than that they're going to get for WrestleMania weekend. I guess we shall wait and see, but I'm not sure about that first show coming up in June.
It's not that far away.
Then we have this. Ricochet has apologized for lashing out on social media. Former national champion received backlash online after writing, "I'm glad you got MS. To a fan who was critical of his acting abilities. He later deleted the message. Tuesday, he apologized for the post, promising to do better. He says, "I took out my hatred for the IWC on Sandy and inadvertently others who are affected by MS. She didn't deserve it, and for that, I sincerely apologize. Moving forward, I will do better." He seemed to defend his actions initially. After he first did the tweet, he then wrote, "It's so hilarious that the amount of little bees who have tweeted and wished harm on me, who have even wished me death, some of the most vile things to me and my wife, people who try and make fun of me every day, but those same little bees can't take it when I do it back to people." And I don't even know where to begin, man.
Stay off Twitter is where you begin. It's a horrible thing to say.
Do you know all of the new technologies that have come along in the history of Earth that when they first became a thing, like they were vilified? Books, for example. The idea that there could be mass-produced books. Lance is well aware of this. I mean, it was like going to ruin the world, that there were going to be books that could be mass-produced and purchased by people. And of course, as it turns out, books have been nothing but great for humanity, for the most part. But it's now been a long time since social media became a thing. And as each year goes by, I see even more negatives. I see, like, no positives. I mean, the whole idea behind it is it's supposed to be social media, like people socialize, we bring people closer. It's done the exact opposite. You know, maybe Twitter can put a few more bucks in your pocket if you've got whatever. You know, you can make a little money. But, like, is that worth all of the absolutely horrific things that it has done to this planet and people in general? I mean,
although we are sort of shooting the messenger in that Twitter is really just the amplification and the ability for people to say stupid things.
Well, of course.
In a bigger forum. So the blame really needs to go on those saying stupid things.
Well, yeah. Ricochet said something unbelievably stupid. And this was not to a fan. This was to a fan who has multiple sclerosis. She has MS. And he said, I'm glad you got MS. What are we doing? What are we doing? And then in his apology, he says, I took out my hatred for the IWC. All right, fine. You hate the internet wrestling community. Get off Twitter. Why does anybody need to go on Twitter and fight with people all day? I don't get it. I have friends that do it, including Dave. I have begged them to stop doing it. I don't understand. I don't see what the positive is. And, you know, this is what happened.
Yeah, I very early on decided anyone that annoys me, I just block and or mute. I don't need the headache. I don't interact with people I don't like in person, so I don't interact with people I don't like online.
I just don't get it. I mean, I've gotten into a scuffle here or there, but it's never escalated to anything near this degree. And I don't know. And there's so many other things, not even just that tweet in general, but I mean, like there's so many. I don't want to bring like AEW and WWE into this, but I kind of have to. Like, there are so many differences between WWE and AEW, and all of them, you know, there's always the one side is horrible and the other side is great. This side is horrible. This side is great. It's not really like that. It's like there's just differences, and some of you may like one, some of you may like the other. But as far as like the social media policy, I have no idea how. I'll get to this after the break. Observer Live.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I guess the point I'm trying to get at is this. A lot of similarities, a lot of differences in WWE and AEW, but in general, I think we would all agree that if you work for WWE, you're far more handcuffed than you are if you work for AEW. There are a lot more things that are expected of you. There are a lot more things you're not allowed to do. Whereas in AEW, there's a lot more freedom. There's a lot more things that you're allowed to do, et cetera, et cetera. Now, obviously, as a general rule, most people would err on the side of, I'd like to have more freedom, okay? However, when you're running a company, how does AEW have this social media policy? It's not just Ricochet, guys. People write stuff on their Twitter all the time in AEW, and it's like, how, what? WWE clamps down, okay? And yes, if you want to argue that, wait a second, independent contractors, they should have the freedom to, I mean, you're probably right, but, dude, you know how long this MS tweet was up, and he was doubling down on it? I mean, it wasn't like it was up for 15 minutes and then came down. Apparently, it was up for days, right? How long was it up there for? I mean,
I don't know. I first heard about it this morning.
I first heard about it after the apology because I stay as far away from Twitter as I can unless I'm like tweeting out a retweet of a YouTube video or something. But for like, I mean, if Seth Rollins would have tweeted, "I'm glad you got MS," okay. Within 5 minutes, that thing would be gone. In 5 minutes is probably being generous. And you know, depending on where you are on the card, and this goes for everywhere, WWE and AEW, because Ronda's back, everybody. Depending on where you are on the card, it's either a slap on the wrist or, like, you're out of here, dude. So I just think that, like, there should be some sort of policy. Don't do this. Like, in general, you should be able to control yourself and not do this, but clearly a lot of people can't. So when you can't, there probably should be a policy just to avoid things like this happening. Just get off Twitter, everybody.
Or the most important thing, and people need to realize this, I've had discussions with people, but they won't listen. They talk about, oh, the haters, they're so mean, there's polarizing, they're internet wrestling community. It's rage baiting, engagement farming. People don't even mean what they're saying to you. Wrestlers need to realize they're getting worked. People are trying to get engagement and reactions, and being trolls and ignorant to famous people that react and post stupid stuff. You're being worked. You're the monkey dancing when they say dance, monkey, dance. They're trying to get you to say something to either get you in trouble like this or to just get traction and trend so that they get more followers. Don't engage with trolls. Don't engage with rage baiting. They aren't haters. They're working you.
Who are the workers now?
Exactly.
TNA Wrestling and WBD. Owned premium sports channel Eurosport India announced a new multi-year TV rights deal on Wednesday. So a new TV deal for TNA. It's a continuation of their existing one. It will begin in 2027. Viewers in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Bhutan, the Maldives, Afghanistan will get access to hundreds of hours of TNA's first-run content.
That's a lot of folks.
Yeah, new contract is a consolidation of prior arrangements to a single exclusive partnership. So, new TV deal for TNA. They've also announced a new schedule, or this is the upcoming schedule. They've got Sacrifice in West Wago, Louisiana, March 27th. March 28th will be a taping at the Ilario Center. Rebellion is in Cleveland, Ohio, April 11th and April 14th and April 15th, which is a Tuesday and Wednesday, will be TV tapings in Syracuse, New York.
I think that's to squeeze it in before the Mania weekend of chaos.
I see. Thursday, May 14th will be a Live Impact in Sacramento, California. Live Impact, Thursday, May 14th.
And I'm hoping I can get a direct flight.
Friday, May 15th will be a TV taping at the Safe Credit Union Convention Center. Now, I should have sent you this video, Lance. I presume you did not watch Raider Reyes.
I did not, know.
Okay, so I'll try and send it to you during the break. So Santos Escobar apparently injured his arm in the Royal Rumble. Okay? Or right around the time. It might have been the Royal Rumble right around the time. Anyway, he has had a minor arm injury that they did not think was serious. Okay? Actually, it was not the Rumble. It was an NXT House Show Royal Rumble weekend. But anyway, it was January. January, he injured his arm. They did not think it was serious. So he ended up working Rey de Reyes, the four-way, the Rey de Reyes final. And it turns out that when the match was over, he had a fully torn triceps and is now going to be undergoing surgery. Okay? Now, I didn't find out about this until after I watched Rey de Reyes. All right? So when I was watching it, and unaware of any of this, okay, when I was watching it, at the very end of the match, he goes to get a chair, and some dude comes out wearing his old mask, big guy, and he grabs the chair. And he starts pulling Ricochet towards the ring post.
Santos Escobar.
Santos Escobar. I'm still talking about Ricochet. Starts pulling Santos Escobar towards the ring post. And he has his arm like kind of wrapped around the post, and he puts his arm on the steel steps. Okay, so this guy then comes and he clobbers his arm with a steel chair. Okay, now obviously he hits the steps. He doesn't just smash the guy's arm. Okay, but he hits this arm. And Santos then, like, he grabs the arm, but, like, from that point forward, he does not use the arm again, okay? I'm talking to the point, like, maybe he's a great worker. He is a great worker. But the very next spot is he's holding his arm, and he has to take a cutter, okay? Well, he takes the worst bump for a cutter you've ever seen. I'm not even sure you can call it a bump. Like, he just goes kind of to his knees, because he doesn't want to put his arm on the ground because, you know, and then, like, he doesn't use that arm for the remaining 1 minute of this match, and then they go to the finish, and, like, that's it. So I watched this chair shot over and over, and it doesn't, like, you can't foresee for sure, but it doesn't look like this guy hit his arm, but you can't tell 100%. But, like, if you watch the match up to that point, he's doing everything, no problem. But after that point, he's not even taking a bump. And the story is that he injured the arm during the match. So it wouldn't have made sense to do like an injury angle for his torn triceps at the end of the match if it happened during the match. The whole thing is just weird. I'm trying to figure out if I'm a mark or not. But
well, you probably are.
It looks to me like the guy was supposed to hit his arm with a chair and, you know, do the worked version where you hit the steps and not the actual arm, but may have actually accidentally got his arm, and that's what tore his tricep. So I'll send the thing to you afterwards, but one way or the other, he's undergoing surgery and he's out for a long time because of something that happened
sure
in the match.
Are you sure it's tricep? I read a report said bicep.
I hear tricep.
Okay.
And he grabbed his triceps after the spot too, so It's just weird. It's just weird. The whole thing is bizarre.
Well, hopefully it's not too bad and he can get a speedy recovery.
MLW has confirmed the broadcast team for the revival of its weekly TV series. ML Fusion is making its debut. And Joe Dombrowski and our own filthy Tom Lawler is going to be, they will be the commentators for the show. Rich Puccini, who has done commentary in the past, is going to be returning in a, quote, new role. So he's the former Rich Brennan. Remember Rich Brennan?
No.
God bless the guy. I don't either. They are very, very good at making their generic backstage announce guys or whatever so generic that it's like they all blend together, you know? Say what you will about, what's that ring announcer's name that Dave doesn't like his face? What's that guy's name? Somebody on the chat will tell me here in a moment. You know, I didn't like the guy's announcing either. It's like, I did not like his face, but I remember he did the ring introductions. I was like, I don't like this guy. And I'll give the guy credit. He at least stands out. I mean, not necessarily in a good way, but he stands out. He's different from all these other generic, tall, brown-haired, Mike Nash, I think was his name. Or was it Mark Nash? Mark Nash. Mark Nash. He stands out. So I'll give him that. SmackDown, 1.4 million viewers, up 20%. Second largest audience for the show since September 5th. 0.32 in 18 to 49. And that's like way up from the previous week, where the previous week they had a world championship match and title change. So I guess people just figured there was no way they were changing the title. Then they did, and then they tuned in the next week.
Was it one was during the Olympics and one was after?
No. I don't think they had Olympic competition last week. But anyway, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Are you on the show? Brian Alvarez here. Was that bizarre or what, that Santos thing?
That was weird. I can't imagine anything other than potentially catching his hand or his forearm with the chair. He was nowhere near the tricep, but I can't imagine a worker as good as Santos taking that bad of a cutter unless he was seriously injured. So I don't know what the heck happened.
I should mention that somebody before we get to NXT noted, as far as like social media and WWE, everything, and she says, look at Ava, Brandon says. The moment she left WWE, she shared her honest opinions. Yeah. Nothing prior to that. And, you know, there's positives and negatives. Like, I'm sure some people say, I wish she would have been able to say those things while she was still employed. But at the same time, you're also opening the door for people saying unbelievably stupid things. I don't know if there's an easy answer to this. But after the Ricochet thing, I err on the side of, let's have a policy. You don't say really stupid stuff. All right. What do you think of NXT?
I found it very busy.
Oh.
Which was odd because the non-speed matches were every bit as fast and non-stop wrestling as the speed match was. And as someone who doesn't watch regularly, it's hard to figure out who's who and who I'm supposed to care about and not. I think Hank and Tank were the most successful people on the show for making me go, hey, those guys are baby faces and they're a lot of fun.
It was actually I thought the show was really good for about 75 minutes. And then there was about a half hour segment where it was like, are there 30 segments in this half hour period? It was just one right after another, and they were all so busy. And like, I can't even keep up taking notes, so I didn't even bother. And then even when the end, I was like, I don't know what the hell just happened in the last seven segments. Just one right after another. So it opened up with JC, Sol, and Zarya, NXT women's title in a three-way. And, you know, this was what they do, which is super choreographed, boom, 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 fast. But, I mean, if there's a positive, it is that all three of them are experienced enough that they made it work. Like, sometimes you'll see these same types of matches with more green people at NXT, and it's just like, it's just a choreographed hodgepodge of stuff. I thought this one was pretty good. Crowd was super into it. And finally, at the end there, Zarya tries the F5, Sol counters. She hits the Sol Snatcher on JC, but Zarya pulls her out of the ring. Zarya gives her an F5 on the floor, throws her into the ring, but Fatal Influence and pulls Zarya out of the ring, and as she is killing them, JC rolled over and pinned Sol. And, you know, I had an argument with a guy. I was like, you know they're going to cheer Zarya. Because she just gets screwed every time. And he was like, actually, no, she doesn't. And he had all this list of things. But the reality is she actually has been screwed. And when this match was over, I mean, that was what they wanted you. Because she, like, slides into the ring after the pinfall. They do the close-up of the face. Oh, my God, I had this one face. I mean, whether they mean to or not, like, she is coming off as a sympathetic character to the viewers.
And then they did a promo later where Sol Ruka claimed to have been screwed. I'm like, no, you weren't.
Yeah.
You got hit with a finish on the floor and a woman pinned you. Zarya got screwed.
Yes, nobody got screwed here.
I also, and this is where there's so many psychological things that bothered me on this show. It's like Fatal Influence interfering. Why don't they just interfere the whole time?
That's a great question.
Like, I just hate that rule in three ways. It drives me crazy that three ways in gimmick matches are used to allow unjustified winners and unjustified champions. And it's like, why do we care if someone's a champ if none of them actually ever are deserving? Like, they're not cheating. It's allowed. But in no way, shape, or form are you left thinking they're the better person. So there's no heat because they didn't cheat. And they don't get over because you don't feel like they deserve to win. It's like, what are you accomplishing?
We had Ricky Saints coming out for a promo, and he said, Ethan and I have had some hiccups. We're back on the same page here. Coming up with some team names for us. And he says, you know, I'm on my way to becoming the NXT champion. Ethan's on his way back for the North American title. And so Ethan comes out, and he says, kind of like the tag idea, but, you know, you lost twice to Miles, and I got a big win last week over Joe Hendry. And so basically he wants the NXT title, and he wants Ricky to go after the North American title. So they're arguing, and then Joe Hendry comes out, and he says, well, Ethan does have some good points. He did do what you couldn't do, Ricky. You can't play guitar. You can't sing. Why don't you guys face off against each other, and then the winner can get me? And so then, of course, Ethan and Ricky start arguing, and Ricky goes, you know, I did face this guy last year, and I beat him. And then Ethan goes, yeah, and a couple weeks later, I won the North American title. I beat you. And so they're acting like they're about to get in a fight, but then they turn on Joe Hendry. Joe starts making his own comeback. Tony D hits the ring, spears him to death, and then kills the other two guys. So it looks like a four-way program for the NXT title, leading to Stand and Deliver. At Regal and Finley meeting with the second-generation dudes, and they're just like there. They don't really say much. And then Regal goes up to Mr. Stone and says, you're doing a great job as interim GM. I'm going to go talk to Sean. We might be able to make this permanent.
Drives me crazy that the gimmick is it's their birthright, but none of them use their birth name. Or their family title. Like,
it's actually worse, Lance, because not only do they not use those names, but for like 2 years, they don't even acknowledge who they are. It's like a secret.
Well, Pillman, they did, but the gimmick with his name was sort of not wanting to be associated with his birthright.
Yes.
It's just bizarre.
And it was a secret with Charlie. You know, it was like an inside joke, but they never acknowledged it. And then it was a secret with, you know, Finley's kid. It was never acknowledged till like a week ago. And now they're like all out there, and like they don't use the names of their... Anyway, it's just weird. It's WWE. Vanity Project, Los Americanos, and a six-man. I like this match a lot.
I had no idea who I was supposed to like or boo, though. It was just nonstop stuff, and I couldn't tell.
Well, if you watch the show, the Vanity Project are definitely heels, and the fans love Los Americanos. And Vanity Project is like the best geek unit I've seen in forever. Just three geeks. When they ran wild early and then did that stupid dance to set up getting sent packing, I was like, that was incredible. So Smokes ended up in the ring. Grande hit the loaded headbutt, got the pin. Big pop. Little busy there at the end. You know, it's one of those things where I'm kind of recapping the match, and then it gets to the point where I'm like, ah, whatever. When the finish comes, I'll write that down. Ah, this guy gets a thing. This guy gets sent outside. That guy put in the mask. This gets... Like, dude, it's just a TV match, for crying out loud. It was busy. Then we had Sean Legacy, Eli Knight, Ilya LaFleur meeting with Mr. Stone. Sean appeared to have injured his ankle, so he's out of the tag tournament. Ilya offered to be his partner. And then Sol walks in and claims she'd been screwed again. She's got to be turning heel of these two.
Why? She's a great baby face.
Because it's a swerve, and that's more important than putting people where they should be. Booker T appreciation ceremony.
This video was great.
I got to say this, okay? When they first announced a Booker T appreciation ceremony, I said, there's no chances that anything to do with the Observer Awards. There's no chances that anything to do with him being voted worst commentator or whatever. I mean, it's solely a thing to get over Keanu Carver, okay? But my God, when they did this video, I was like, okay. Part of it has to be a reaction to this. It was just so over the top. I mean, Shawn Michaels and Austin and Hendry and Vic and JC and Stephanie and Trick and Roxanne, and they're putting him over as a commentator. They're putting him over as a wrestler. They're putting him over as a trainer. They're putting him over as a guy who gets these people over. Like, honestly, they did the video version of me when I was so angry that everybody voted him worst announcer. So finally, Booker's in tears, and he's doing his promo, and out comes this Keanu Carver. And Booker's out there with his family, but also two students who were there to take all the bumps for this guy. And Carver kills him. And then, of course, Jasper Troy runs down to make the save. And everybody cheers. And then they all come out on the and they applaud Booker T. But he's angry at Stone. He's angry at Stone. So something's going to happen here. I don't know what it is. But this also, of course, set up Jasper Troy and Keanu Carver. Oh, that was a good segment.
The video was great, and it actually served a purpose with the angle. So it was productive and enjoyable.
We had Fallon Henley and Ren Sinclair for the speed title. And Ren just beat her with a minute left with a final wrench. Submission right in the middle of the ring. And I hope this just means Fallon's going to the main roster. She's been here for years. She's been working since like 2018, I think. 8 years in this business, still in NXT. Like, let's get her out of here, her and Jacy. We had Ricky and Ethan yelling at Robert Stone backstage. And then Ricky ends up, Ethan offers Ricky to have a match with Tony D next week, and he is not happy, but he feigns joy. Hank and Tank versus Stax and Uriah Connors, which Connors pinned Hank. I mean, it was just another one, all action. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. May as well have been a speed match. But Hank and Tank, they're over.
They have good fire, and at least the comeback gave us time to actually go, wow, these guys are baby faces and exciting. So it wasn't rushed. It was fast. But I developed an appreciation for Hank and Tank.
Then for the love of God, Hendry is yelling at Robert Stone about Tony D. Dark State shows up. They start attacking OTM. They beat them up and kill them. A poorly acted segment with Kalani and Thea. Another poorly acted segment with Fatal Influence. Fallon and JC still hate each other after like 2 years. It hasn't gone anywhere. Another segment, Robert Stone and Miles Bourne. Then in the middle of the segment, Lex is in his screw show up. I was like, oh my God, this could have been its own show. Palindrome, you put poorly acted in quotation marks. Take the quotation marks out. Watch the segment. It was so bad. God. Holy smokes.
Ethan's the best backstage actor they have.
Ethan is, and Ricky is, he's so over the top, but it's great. I think Ricky and Ethan, it's too bad they're probably breaking up and having a match at Stand and Deliver or whatever, because I love these two as these two guys that hate each other but are trying to get along for their own best interest. And then we had Tatum and Izzy in a cage match. And I thought like the first two-thirds of this was just your totally generic WWE, nothing happened in cage match. But I thought at the end it really picked up for like the last 3-4 minutes. Crowd was super into it. And Tatum got the win with her cemetery drive to retain the title.
Can I quickly give my psychology lesson?
Sure.
They did Tatum's big move, the whisper in the wind off the top, and gets the really close near fall, and then they do the head-to-head, we're going to duke it out now, and do the exchange. It's backwards. Tatum was the one that hit the move and is fresh. Izzy's the dead one that barely kicked out. And the heel is the one that overcomes, grits her teeth, dominates, says no, overcomes, and wins the spot. The psychology is backwards. Izzy Dame was the Superman babyface in this spot. It's a fine spot, but it's supposed to be done after the valiant babyface kicks out and is on death's door and overcomes. Don't do it for the heel, please.
All right, we'll talk about the final moment of the show after the break. Observer Live.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical condition. conditions as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So yeah, the last segment. It's Blake Monroe gimmick. She, after the match is over, Fallon's heading up the ramp. Or not Fallon, what's her name?
Tatum.
Tatum's heading up the ramp, and then all of a sudden, a door opens on the stage, and Blake yanks her into the hole. Because Blake's the devil, and she's pulled her to hell.
And instantly neutralized her, apparently.
It was so silly. God. What was that? Ridiculous. So she's next for the title. And that's the story. First 75 minutes, I thought was pretty good. And then the last couple minutes of that cage match. But other than that, it was an NXT show there for about a half hour, big time. So yeah, tonight's Dynamite, everybody. Yes, Will Ospreay's already back in the ring. They are wasting no time. You know, he's just back on television. He's going to be facing Blake Christian. And then we've got Darby Allin, Gabe Kidd in a coffin match, and Tony Storm versus Marina, no holds barred. So that's Fresno, California tonight. And haven't heard anything else at this point, but that's what we've got so far for Dynamite. So I will be back tomorrow. You here tomorrow, Lance?
I didn't think I was, but I probably can be.
All right, Lance will be here tomorrow as well, because I'm off Friday.
Ah,
so if you do tomorrow, that works out. If not, I'll go solo. But anyway, I'll be back tomorrow. I will not be here on Friday, but we'll talk about Dynamite tomorrow and all the news, so check it out. And that's it, everybody. Wrestling Observer Radio for subscribers tonight, a new Brian and Vinny show last night, where, in fact, we reviewed Raider Reyes. I love that show. So check that out, everybody. WrestlingObserver.com. Or grab the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube. All the information's at WrestlingObserver.com. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.